You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast. Visit mashthosebuttons.com for a full podcast schedule.
Cargo secured. Extraction complete.
Intelligent system analytic computer is activated. All ISAT systems are confirmed online. Data scanned. Downloading files.
What's up, guys? You're listening to episode 107 of SITREP Radio, giving you the news and other happenings in the world of the Division. My name is Mike, and joining me are my co-hosts, Robert.
Hello.
And Luke.
Hello.
I hope you guys are well, and our listeners have had a great week, and welcome to any new listeners of the show. Over to Rob for the Humble Bundle Plug.
Humble Bundle Plug. I think Destiny's cheap at the moment, if you're interested in that. But just remember, you won't get the DLCs. Also, they've got a free game for like 48 hours, which is called Flame and the Flood. So check
which
that out.
Which Rob will never play because it's an indie game.
No comment. I'm still going to download it. Whether I play it or not is irrelevant.
Okay. So, there is no State of the Game this week as they're trying to hold off for the 100th episode. Because they're going to have a big shebang when that goes live. Maybe, do you think we'll have a 100th episode before E3, boys?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. They have to announce the next global event. There's one this month, right? There's got to be. Because they've got one of the new ones to do before we recycle them again. If you remember back to the roadmap, there's definitely one this month.
Fair enough. Anyway, this week has obviously been a bit of a slow one for news, so we thought instead maybe we'd talk about something that we've actually been taken apart in. So this episode might be a bit shorter than usual. I'm sure Rob won't be displeased by that anyway.
We say that every week and it ends up being an hour long anyway.
All right, let's go. Hour and a half.
Fuck.
You down with that, Luke?
No.
Challenge accepted.
Shh. So we have actually been back playing The Division pretty much every day this week. Yeah, so we've been taking part in the hashtag Rogue29 community event that has been fronted by the hashtag Dream Team. I'm going to pass this over to Luke. Luke, can you give the listeners a bit of a rundown on what this event is?
Yeah, it's not really a new idea. It's been around for a while. I think Wids has actually got a video out about it at the moment where he explains that previous iterations of this have been like get your character up to level 14 and that hit the DZ in all purple gear. Obviously now it's level 29, no classifieds, no standard gear sets, no exotics. It's just get your agent to level 29, stop doing anything that will give you any PvE XP, get yourself in the dark zone or to the vendors, get as much gold gear as you can and get your PvP on. Simple as that, really.
Thank you very much. Any guess, boys, to why the community is even attempting to do this in the first place?
I haven't got a clue.
It's been leveling a character to level 29, but no idea.
No, I just did it because someone told me to. I didn't know why I was doing it.
Is it that easy to get you to do anything, Rob?
Depends on how much alcohol is flowing from my veins at the time.
I was going to say, it depends how much gloss is involved, but let's just gloss over that and move on.
Yeah, that's a private joke that no one will understand, yeah, apart from us three.
And maybe it wouldn't be the first time. But yeah, so the main reason the community is doing this is obviously due to the stale meta that we have at the minute. We have, what, three gear sets that people are running constantly, the Striker, the Nomad, and the Predator. Not much has changed since one point, well, really since December, would you say, boys? The meta's not really changed since then, has it, at all?
No, not since the three that you just mentioned have been available from whatever GEs they were available from. It's been pretty stagnant, hasn't it?
Yeah. Obviously, we all know that probably all the team that would have been working on the division are, I would like to think at this point, are probably overworking on the Division 2. They are obviously going to be putting all their time and effort into that. So as a result, the community's kind of been resourceful and kind of gone, hey, what can we do to change the matter up? And let's take it down a notch to level 29. Literally, let's take it down a notch.
Yeah. I mean, like, as I said in the explanation or whatever you want to call it, it's not a brand new idea, is it? It's just a slightly tweaked iteration of it. I'm just annoyed that I can't use my striker's gear, to be honest. Spent all that time getting a classified striker gear set, and then you're like, hey, we should try this Rogue 29 thing. Damn it.
I just want to put it out there. It's Rob's fault. I'm going to blame Rob.
No, it's not. It's the person who told me to go get to level 29's fault. Don't know who he was.
I remember one of you two putting this in our Facebook chat that we should try it, and I can't remember which one of the two of you it is that I'm supposed to hate, but...
Probably me.
Right, cool. Thanks for
Maybe
that.
It was me that told me that...
Maybe I told myself to do it.
Maybe it was me. Maybe I had a dream about it. Yeah, it's been really good fun. Just kind of going back to the basics. I mean, I was quite lucky. I had a level 12 character ready to go. Luke, you started from scratch.
Started from scratch. Got myself to level 13 or 14 yesterday. And then Mr. Rob over there power leveled me all the way up to 26-ish? Four-ish? Something like that. 24, 26, somewhere in that ballpark. I've still got a bit of work to do. But.
How would you boys say... Obviously, we haven't played like the 1-13 a lot. Well, I haven't played it since Christmas, but I mean, how's the 1-30 been for you boys? Obviously, I know Rob's bumped us up a little bit this like yesterday, but how was it enjoyable? Was it different going back? Obviously, we've been playing other games as well. How do you feel? And we're playing on PC as well.
It was definitely different for me. I did my 1-29 solo. Just want to say that it took me a little bit longer. But I've leveled a character after every like major update because I've done 4 characters on PlayStation and now 4 characters on PC. And it's different. It was definitely different because of the way I was doing it, because I was trying not to get past level 30. So I was trying to be really careful. And then I figured out I didn't really need to be that careful. Yeah, not much has changed apart from what like gear you want to put on, really, as you're leveling.
Yeah, I mean, that was something that you said to me this week. It was like, I've got to level 29 and I want to go into the Dark Zone, but I have nowhere really to start with how to build my gear set,
yeah,
or load out, or really what I should be running, because everyone's been so focused on running gear sets, whether they need stamina to, you know, to kind of coincide with like Strikers or Predators or Nomad, you know, no one has kind of been in this kind of instance, have they?
I don't know whether to run like the 1.6 like hybrid build with a little bit of electronics, or to run shit ton of stamina and then the rest in firearms at like 1.8. I guess either would work, but just don't know what's going to suit yet.
So what, because you're the only one of the three of us that are actually at 29 at the moment then, so you're the only one of us that has been in the Dark Zone at this juncture, what have you set your build up at the moment then?
At the moment I have a Reckless Chest, Savage Gloves, Specialized Backpack, Prosperous Knee Pads, but that doesn't really matter because there isn't any decent knee pads, Refreshed Mask,
Holster.
And I really want a Nimble Holster, but there isn't one on sale this week, so I haven't managed to pick one up. I think I've got like, I can't what it's called, the one that gives you extra healing when you like when you're in cover or something.
Sturdy.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, not that one. The one that gives you like faster. Regen. which is completely useless because it's doing it for PvP, so you're not going to be in cover. But I will have Nibble as soon as I can find one. To begin with, my Savage, then I had one piece of electronics, like three pieces of firearms, and like two stamina. So I was like about 2k firearms, about 2k stamina, and then a little bit of electronics.
I'm really paying attention, like I know what that means, but I've never had numbers that low. You can just say anything.
Trust me. People that are at 29 will know what I'm talking about. So that's roughly, yeah.
It's just crazy thinking about the numbers being that low when we're used to, hey, we need to run like 9k stamina or 9k firearms or something like that. It's, yeah. Was there anything that kind of stood out to you boys actually leveling over the last week? Because something that really stood out to me, I think even Luke said this when we were playing, because we were in Discord chat whilst we were leveling up. And, you know, one of the things that I was doing, I didn't really bother leveling. I was just going around collecting all the encounters so I could level up the base of operations to the maximum that I could early on. Was the fact that I wasn't really fast traveling anywhere. I was just going around collecting the encounters, and it still to this day, they did so well on the map of this game and all the little nooks and crannies that, you know, Luke said to me, I hope if there's anything I want to see done right for the second one that they did so well for the first one was the map and how well the city and the environment itself, you know, they did an excellent job.
Yeah.
Luke, do you want to
say anything? You said it, mate. Bang on. I loved the map from the first time I loaded it up on PlayStation 4. Pretty sure we've mentioned before that I did all the telephone calls, all the drones, all everything. I cleared my map with my first ever character, so I've never bothered doing it again. I refuse to do it on PC because it's an asshole of a grind, some of them. But, you know, I would love that to be part of Division 2. Like, not necessarily exactly the same, but just shit for you to run around exploring the map and just taking in all the scenery whilst, you know, gaining a bit of XP and perhaps a few vanity items from it as well. I did really enjoy that. And yes, that wasn't the goal of what we're doing while we're leveling up a new character, but, you know, you do find yourself at times just killing a couple of NPCs that happen to be roaming by and you go, oh, fucking hell, look, we're in Times Square and the detail of it is awesome. Or you just find a new piece of graffiti or something that you either forgot existed or just never really saw the first time around. I think most people will agree the map is one of, if not the best parts of this game in terms of its overall design.
Yeah. I think the other thing as well that really blew me away this week is kind of the fact that, I mean, I said to you, right, I'm going to bed. Oh, shit. Let me just get to this safe house I'll go get this encounter. I'm only like 100 meters away from the next encounter. So, like, you know, meant to leave and I was there for like another hour trying to level up. Well, I wasn't even leveling up. I was just enjoying kind of like the basics. I feel sometimes we kind of, because we are at end game and you have all these things to do, but sometimes you kind of get shoehorned into just doing similar things all the time.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the missions and things like that. And I think even Rob said this week, he didn't realize that one of the characters in the game was actually gay. Just because of the fact that he wasn't really listening to the story, perhaps one of the times he went through it, and it was just
one of the eight times I've done it.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, you can go through this game so many times, and there'll be something fresh that you know you're seeing for the first time, which is it's still almost three years on.
I love the lore in this game.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
So doing something that's really old has made the game feel really fresh, then we agree, yeah?
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, so a question I want to ask Rob is, what should people be doing to level up correctly and make sure they don't overlevel?
Okay. If you have any friends, if you don't, I'm really sorry for you. If you have any friends that can power level you, get you to, like, if they can, like, just do all the main missions for you. Like, if you're in a group of four, and they, like, three of them go off and do a separate mission each, then you can then jump on to each character, each person, as they complete the mission. and you can do it really fast that way. Or if you've got like what we did yesterday, if you've just got one person that jumps on and just bashes them out real fast, because we did all of the missions like, well, like
back to back, pretty much
in like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
it didn't take that long, did it? Yeah. And then ignore the side missions and just do all the encounters, as fun as they are. So many times, only so many times you can turn a water seal thing before we get a bit remedial and boring. And then once you've done that, you should be roughly around 28, 26, 27. Then just do a couple of high level side missions, like the ones up in the top right, and then you'll hit the 29. Boom. Done.
Awesome. Yeah, you don't have to worry about so much over leveling because there's a huge XP gap between level 29 and 30. That's right, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah. If you accidentally hit level 29,
you go a little bit over, don't worry about it too much.
It's like 400,000 XP points. I mean, you can, don't have to worry too much, but like, yeah. But you should be there. Well, like, you're trying to want to get your medical wing up priority, because for PvP, that's what everyone's going to be using, like Pulse, med box. And you want to kind of have that master mod open on the med box so you get that burst heal.
That's the reason for the encounters, isn't it? Doing the encounters gives you the reward for the med wing, the security wing, etc., etc.
Yeah, so you kind of want 100%. I mean, I 100%ed my boo at like level 24, 25.
Mm.
So, yeah. But if you can get someone to carry you through all the main missions, it makes it a damn sight easier because you're at a higher level to do those encounters. So they're a lot easier and faster.
Damn straight. Thank you very much for that.
Sorry, one more thing. If you can get someone to take you to all the safe houses, that'll help as well, and all the Dark Zone checkpoints.
I don't even think you need to go to all the safe houses anyway, do you? Because we figured out yesterday, like, you were going around all the safe houses with somebody else in the group, and I think Luke was getting them anyway. I
just went and unlocked them by going to the two vendors, like going to the map and going to the JTF officer, and that unlocks them for the person who is lead.
Yeah, you.
But yeah, it's been pretty handy, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then once you hit level 29, you've got to grind to level 20 in the Dark Zone, so you can buy stuff in the Dark Zone. It doesn't take long.
The thing I found most interesting that you taught me yesterday when you were explaining bits and pieces was that the vendor website we use, the Ruben Alamina stuff, the level 29 vendors use the exact listings, don't they? They're just, everything's cycled down to level 29 versions.
Yeah, and they're scaled as well. So if you've got a God Roll performance mod in the 256 bracket, then it will be God Roll in the 29 bracket.
Mm. Yeah, I was really impressed when you told me that yesterday. Because that Ruben Alamina website is an absolute godsend for this game.
It's not 100% because there are some vendors that aren't, that are different. Like, you can't access the special rewards. They're not special. They're special equipment vendor. But he doesn't sell anything.
We can't.
So if there's anything on there.
Go on, sorry.
Sorry. If there's anything on there that you want, like mods, then you can't get those in level 29.
The other thing you taught me yesterday is we can't get into Camp Clinton at level 29 either, can we?
No, I didn't know that until I went there. I was like, holy shit. They won't let you in.
So that's...
Bastards.
Was that two vendors or three vendors you can't use?
You might be able to glitch that, though, if you can fast travel someone's already there. I didn't think about that yesterday. You might be able to do it.
Mm.
To give it a go.
What about some of the game modes? Can you run Resistance? I don't think you can you?
No, all the DLC game modes unlock at level 30, don't they, I think?
30, yeah.
Like, even Survival, I think.
You say that, but if you 100%... all the missions. The first mission for the underground opens up because that's on my map. Whether or you can actually go down there and do anything.
Right, okay.
But that initial mission's there on my map.
Okay. Maybe that one's allowed then. I'm pretty sure most things unlock at level 30 though, don't they? Because I think they even say that on the free weekends, don't they? I think.
Anyway.
Still to survival, but you want to.
That's a whole load of information for people to take in. So that is pretty much what you should be doing to level up to level 29. Obviously, most people have done it anyway. You just want to be careful and make sure your base of operations, like the main thing really is that your base of operations needs to be at max before you even try and reach 29.
At least
that's one of the main things.
And then any perks you want from the other two.
Yeah. So I'm going to throw a question out to you guys. Do you think the balance at level 29 that people are looking for is going to be there? Is it as balanced as people think? I'll go to Luke on this one.
I hope so. I did try the level 14 DZ for a little while on PlayStation while I was leveling up my fourth character, and that was good. The problem with stuff like this is, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that's guilty of this, but I overhype things in my head. So I instantly now think that level 29 DZ is going to be the best DZ that I've ever been in and will be the most balanced DZ I've ever been in. And while that might be true, I'm sure I'll find that it's not perfect. So I'm setting myself up for some form of disappointment.
I think the other thing as well is like we haven't done that much. Like we're playing PC at the minute. We're doing all this on PC.
PvP on PC.
Really, we have, yeah. This is one of the main things that we used to do on console, and obviously there's people have been playing PC for a long time, and we're going to be coming up against rogues that are on PC, have been rogue many times over, like, and then they're just doing it a different, yeah.
Earlier on.
Yes, as we'll get to in a minute, and I think that really is going to throw a spanner in the works for us, but I'm sure we'll try it out and have a laugh with it, because you know when we went doing some PvP with Cal Streams, that was really good fun, and we didn't have gear sets, and it was interesting to see even at that point the difference between players, because I felt like even though I didn't have like a complete gear set, that some of the people we were going up against weren't always that great, and I'm not like one of the best people for PvP in this game.
But team play comes in to a lot.
Yeah.
In the Dark Zone, I think. If you've got a good team that can keep each other alive.
So we're fucked then, yeah?
Yeah,
pretty much. I don't know. I'm going to say like our team play's probably got better over the last couple of months. Like playing a different game, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure the principles of that game apply to the Division, dude. I still find myself trying to peek corners as well.
Yeah, I keep trying to lean and pressing pulse by mistake.
You just see Rob leaning to the side halfway through. It's like, I hope it's as balanced as what people hope. I think there's kind of that ideal that we'll go back to. I think
I don't,
Luke said
1.1. I don't think the balance is what everyone's excited about. It's the fact that it's not that easy to get a decent build, because you're back to high ends, right? You can only reroll one stat. So if you get a piece of loot, it's either going to be god roll or it's going to be trash. And the god rolls are going to be very far and few and quite hard to find.
I think it's the other thing. I was going to say, I think it's the other thing as well, kind of leading off of that, is the build diversity. I know we can't use, obviously, the ninja backpack, but there will be, until obviously a certain person puts out a video, there's going to be a little bit more build diversity.
I don't think there'll be a lot of build diversity, if I'm being honest. I mean, there'll be a bit of people choosing their favorite weapon. And yeah, somebody might use a reckless chest, whereas I would use a vigorous chest. And somebody might use a nimble holster instead of a sturdy holster, blah, blah, blah. But like like Rob says, the knee pads are shit. You've got to use savage gloves.
Disagree.
Cunning.
pretty much got to use a specialized backpack unless you're running some sort of gold skill build. And then a mask is what? Refreshed or...
Tenacious.
Tenacious, yeah.
But it's the main stats that I think is going to be...
Yeah.
Because you've got such little stats, it's optimizing them seems a little bit pointless. Because it's going to make very little difference to your...
Well, that
you say that, but it could be the difference between... It could be the difference between life and death, couldn't it, at level 29?
But from what I've experienced, the TTK isn't really that different, which is that sounds really strange, but it's not. They've done a really good, like... Somehow they've... When they've made the game, they've made it scale so fucking well that it just, like... The TTK is identical as if you were running a full set of strikers.
Well, as long as the TTK isn't still as bad as the Nomad set, we'll be pretty good. Rob, seeing as you were the first of us to get to level 29 this week, how has your first attempts at PvP in the Dark Zone gone so far?
Well, last night I played against... I went in there and found some other guy who... I hadn't really put a build together at that point, and he kind of just kind of trolled me and killed me loads and loads. And to motivate so my dead body.
So today you must have got a lot better, right?
No. My build's definitely a lot better today because I did a little bit of research today at work, and I did some tweaking after I got home from work. But then I went into Dark Zone and came across Wids. And Grumpy, and yeah, that didn't go well. I wasn't. I was running around the Dark Zone. Some guy went rogue on me, and then Wids and two other dudes turned up, and they killed the guy who went rogue on me. And then they went rogue, and then a load of other guys turned up. It was great fun. It was really good fun, but I didn't kill anyone really. Was sad.
So how many times did Wids kill you?
Twice, I think.
And Grumps?
Once or twice.
Right.
I did down the other person they were playing with, but they got him back up pretty quickly with an ult. It was good fun, though. Really good fun. I kind of wanted to keep going, but we had to do this.
Well, we won't keep you much longer, I guess. Plus, we kind of want to play it, don't we, Luke?
I need to
finish off leveling because I want that lightweight M4 before the vendors reset as well.
There's a good M4. I need to get to level 20 in the Dark Zone as well before the end of the week because there's a good extended mag. There's a God Roll Vigorous chest.
Wait, whoa.
Refreshed mask.
You said you're running Reckless. If there's a God Roll Vigorous chest, why are you not using it?
I tried it.
He died.
Died a lot. That's only good for a group play, isn't it, really, Vigorous? I've been playing solo. It's hard to overheal myself constantly. Why are you smiling, Mike? You're like a ghost right now. That light on your face. Just see your blue eyes.
Anyway, back to this audio-only medium.
Yeah.
People can't see his face,
Thanks.
Rob.
Thanks for that, Rob.
I described it. I almost said disgrape.
Did you just say grape?
I just grape.
I know you're not drinking wine this week. Graped.
Have we got some questions,
Mike? Anyway, we do have a couple of questions to end the show. The first one is from McDad, and he asks, would you like Division 2 to allow 8-player squads?
No.
Really?
Lag. I'd like 8-player event, like 8-player PvE stuff, but squads, 8-player squads in the Dark Zone would, it's, yeah. No.
I'd quite like, not 8-player squads, but two teams of four competing to do like PvE content, and like if you could do that in some kind of way, like an incursion, but you have to, I don't know, first team through, something like that.
So we have an IFM along those lines at some point?
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I think it's people got out the way to have 8-player squads in the first place.
Imagine if the Division 2 had a raid.
We already have those, Rob.
What, a raid?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
It's called an incursion.
No, that's an incursion. It's completely different.
The hell is wrong with you two? You go from talking about the Division 2 to fucking Destiny.
It's been a sore subject for Rob.
Hey, anyway. The raids aren't just in Destiny, dude.
Yeah, but that's what you were thinking.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Exactly.
Next question comes from the Spaniard, and he asks, what do you think about squads in general? Used to be games had all 5-man squads. Now everywhere you blink, you're seeing 3- and 4-man squads becoming the main. Should squad size be upped, or should some special squad type for certain content? I kind of like that, because obviously we play as like 8-man groups in Last Stand, don't we? And then the rest of it is kind of, you just play as a team of 4. It would be nice if you had other content that you could play with either 8 or 6 people.
Well, some people don't have 7 friends.
Some people don't have 3.
Yeah.
Some people don't have 1.
Oh, Mike's all right.
Cunt. That's my word for love.
I don't know about this one. I've never really seen a 4-man squad as a problem. Like, I know I'm going to talk about Siege again because we always seem to at the moment, but Siege is 5-man squad. That's fine. Division's been a 4-man squad since day one. That's fine.
Destiny is 3, unless you're in a raid.
Yeah, Destiny was 3 while I played that for a little bit, unless, like Rob says, unless it was a raid. And then we played Battlefield 1 for a little bit, didn't we, Mike? That was...
You and me.
6? Could you get 6 in a squad on Battlefield 1? I can't remember what the
team size was. Yeah, it was 5 or 6, wasn't it? Yeah.
But, I mean...
Hey, guys, if you want to play Battlefield 1 on PC, I'm up for that.
No.
I own it.
I don't. I'm not buying it again. I didn't play it on PlayStation long enough to warrant spending the money on it. But no, I agree with what Mike and sort of what Spaniard's saying towards the end of his question. Yeah, if the content supported a bigger squad, fine. I don't think you necessarily need it for PvP, though, like the Dark Zone and Skirmish and stuff. So,
I kind of disagree with that.
How dare you?
Because how many... No, I'm actually going to disagree with this. Because how many times have we, like, all right, we're not the people that support it, but we have done it because it's fun. We have run with 8 people in a PlayStation chat, and it's been the craziest shit, running around the Dark Zone, finding all these people and trying to figure out, and it would be nice to just have a way of doing that.
I always hated
that. You had some
fun. The 19-man missions we used to do when the game was a little bit broken.
Yeah, going running Lexington or some shit. Lex Tunnel with like 20 people.
Yeah, that was fun.
I mean, like, it kind of slowed down and had loads of FPS issues.
Yeah,
how many people can we fit in the squad today?
The whole server. 25 people.
But, we've had some good times with, like, Boris and Edelon and... we had the Mexican dudes that Spider's friends with as well. Come on, that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Was it Bliss or whatever his name was? Was that
Blessed?
Yeah, something
Blessed,
like that.
Yeah. Blessed Luck?
The guy who didn't know we were all on his own team.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
That was a funny night. I'll give you that one.
But it is a case, though, isn't it? If the content demands it, yeah. If they can... establish it for that player size, but other than that,
yeah, I've said this before, but where the squads are concerned, I just wish for private matchmaking, so us 3 and 1 other could face off against 4 other of our choosing, so we could pull Fox in and we could just go and kill Boris and Jimmy and whoever else fancies trying to kill us,
or even private servers, so you could go and rent a Dark Zone server and you could go PvP wherever the hell you want, because. Kind of like what they do in Battlefield. You can rent a server and set it up however you want. And it's like, I don't know, £2 a night if you just want to get together and try it out. It's like, that's what
rent,
we used to do.
Rent and mod a server and make it zombies.
No.
No?
No to zombies.
No zombies.
But a Bullocks and Beer DZ server would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool. Next question comes from Deadsock Puppet, and he asks, what news would you guys like to see on Division 2 at E3, and what news do you think we'll actually get? I'm going to go straight in, releasing the next day.
I was going to say a release date would be nice, yeah. But we're not going to
get a release date would be nice.
What we're going to get is a trailer.
Gameplay or cinematic?
A very vague, maybe a little bit of gameplay, but very vague. That's what we're going to get. Heard it here first.
I don't know how vague it will be. For the simple reason they gave us quite advanced warning that it was coming at E3. If they like turned up next week and said, oh, by the way, there might be a Division 2 trailer at E3 that's in 3 weeks' time or whatever it is, then yes, it'd be vague as fuck. But they announced this like, what, 2 months ago?
They're trying to build hype for it.
Yeah, it's
hype
train.
I'm hopeful. I'm setting myself up for disappointment, I know. But I'd like to see some form of release date. Now, obviously, that's not going to be, oh, it releases on March 31st. It'd just be by end of quarter three in 2019 or whatever. But that's fine. That's good enough for me at the moment.
I think for me, it's something that just really kind of takes the Division 1 and blows everybody away in terms of just how far forward maybe the game has gone from the first iteration that we've got, you know?
Mm.
I don't know. It's going to be very difficult. I think maybe it's got a lot to live up to, expectation-wise.
Massively.
Yeah.
Pun intended. Do you think they will sugarcoat it like they did with the original trailers?
No, I don't think. I think they learned from that. And the thing is, you can't really... If you go back and look at the original trailers up to launch, at least like 6 months to a year before, that game looks very similar. If you go back to like the first trailer that was released where they, you know, they showed, you know, three people going into the Dark Zone, walking around, going into, was it a police academy? And then one of them went rogue and killed his other teammates. That is, what, 2013? Something like that? They had, the game changed so much in like during that period through production. That was an entirely different game, I think, that we got. And I don't think they're going to do the same thing again. I wouldn't like to think they'd do the same thing again.
Did either of you watch... Sorry, this is slightly off topic, but did either of you watch that video, The Evolution of the Division, by NGN on YouTube?
No.
I watched The Evolution of the Snowdrop Engine video. I don't know if I just...
Yeah, I watched that video. I think someone put it in our Discord the other day on the YouTube channel. It is... Like, it's really interesting, and it because like it basically like talks through all the different patches and all the different metas, and like I think I remember it differently to what it was, but like he's obviously done his research. It's a really well done video as well. It's really worth watching.
Well, let's end this. So I can go watch it because I definitely want to go check that out.
Yeah.
Rob, do you want to read the last question out?
No, because it's not a question from many of our viewers. You just wrote that in our script. And it's really rude. Do you want to read the IFM, Mike?
No.
Okay, so we have an IFM for this week. Luke?
If anyone doesn't know what IFM is, because we haven't done them in a while, it stands for Ideas for Massive.
I bloody refuse.
Our idea for Massive this week is release the Division 2 sooner. Hashtag Anthem.
Stop.
Anthem's in March,
stop.
Shit cunts.
Stop. 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 My God.
I did. Hey,
Rob.
Yeah.
Where can the listeners find us?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, you can find us over at...
No, wait, it's my job. Shut up. Shush. You can find us at Super Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and Discord. Send any questions or feedback to us on our email address, which is superradiopod@gmail.com, or via the socials. Yes, Mike?
Or hate mail.
Or hate mail, yeah.
We are now accepting hate mail.
No, we're not. Fuck off. Also, we post full episodes and other content from us every week on the YouTube channel. Head over to youtube.com/superradio. Please like, subscribe, and comment. Join the discussion. All that jazz. Luke?
As always, you can find this podcast over on iTunes, Apple Podcasts for iOS, Podbean, Google Play Music, and SoundCloud. You can find links to all of these platforms and more over at mashthosebuttons.com. And whilst there, please rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you all.
If you do head over to mashthosebuttons.com, then please make sure to check out some of the other awesome podcasts that are a part of the Mash Those Buttons family. We do lives. I said do. It's kind of funny. We do live streams as often as we can. So if you are interested in dropping by and chatting with us whilst we play The Division and probably Siege, you can find us over at twitch.tv/sitrepradio and sitrepradio Rob to check out Rob's streams. Thank you very much to The Division Elites on Facebook. If you're an Xbox player, go check out The Division HQ on Twitter and Discord. Thank you for listening to this episode, agents. We will catch you in the next episode of sitrepradio. Bye, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Luke.
Bye-bye.